Cash fed cattle prices in the southern plains were $3 higher on Wednesday. Producer optimism continues to increase, according to the Ag Economy Barometer, coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 8th of April. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade and demand were moderate in the southern plains through Wednesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Live prices were $3 higher than last week at $120 a hundredweight. In Nebraska, trade was light on light to moderate demand. Although too few to trend, there were some live sales at $120 to $123. Prices there last week were at $118 on a live basis and at $190 in the beef. Also too few to trend, early live prices in Colorado were at $120 to $123. The last established market there was 2 weeks ago at $116. And last week in the Western Corn Belt, prices were at $118 to $120 on a live basis and at $188 to $190 dressed. Cattle feeders offered 4,422 head in Central Stockyards weekly fed cattle exchange auction. Of those, 3,277 head sold, all from Texas and Nebraska, and all on a live weight basis. Steer prices ranged from $122 to $122.75 in Nebraska and from $120 to $120.75 in Texas. Heifer prices ranged from $122 to $122.75 in Nebraska and from $120.50 to $121 in Texas. Cattle futures extended gains Wednesday, supported by higher cash-fed cattle prices and the continued increase in wholesale beef values. Live cattle futures closed an average of 49 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.11 higher across a range of 90 cents to $1.60 higher. Choice box beef cutout value is $3.54 higher Wednesday afternoon at $266.31 a hundredweight. Select was $3.89 higher at $255.19. Corn futures closed mostly 1 to 3 cents higher. Soybean futures closed 3 to 10 cents lower through the front four contracts and then mostly fractionally mixed. Calves and feeder cattle traded mainly higher at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers sold $2 to $4 higher at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma. Feeder heifers traded steady to $2 higher. A day earlier, steer and heifer calves that were long-weaned and suited for grazing sold $3 to $5 higher. Steady for other new crop calves. There were 6,871 head on offer across both days. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing 500 pounds sold steady at Bassett Livestock Auction in Nebraska. Steers weighing 600 to 800 pounds sold $8 to $15 higher. Heifers weighing 450 to 650 sold $7 to $15 higher. There are 6,300 head on offer. At Winter Livestock in Dodge City, steers weighing 550 to 800 pounds sold $7 to $8 higher, and then $2 to $5 higher at 800 to 975 pounds. Heifers weighing 500 to 750 pounds sold $2 to $3 higher, and then $2 to $5 higher at 750 to 875 pounds. There are 3,741 head on offer. Finally, steers weighing 350 to 700 pounds sold steady to $3 higher at St. Joseph Stockyards in Missouri, where there are 2,135 head. Firmer undertones were noted for steers at heavier weights. Feeder heifers traded $2 to $6 higher. Major U.S. financial indices closed little changed Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 16 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 6 points higher, but the NASDAQ was down 9 points. Agricultural producers are growing more optimistic, according to the latest Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. It rose 12 points month-to-month in March to 177, the highest level since October of last year. According to James Mintert, the barometer's principal investigator and director of Purdue University's Center for Commercial Agriculture, even with a rebound in crop production this year, it looks like carryover supplies of corn and soybeans will remain tight, providing producers confidence that crop prices will remain strong this year. He adds that a rebound in the U.S. economy this summer, combined with expectations for a smaller pork supply, is also providing some optimism in the livestock sector. The index of future expectations increased 16 points in March to 164 after declining 4 consecutive months. The index of current conditions rose 2 points to 202, tying the record high. Producers' perspective about their operations' financial position continues to improve as well. The Farm Financial Performance Index was 125 in March, up from the record low of 55 in April of last year. In turn, that optimism appears to be fueling short-term optimism for land values. The short-term Farmland Value Expectations Index rose for the 4th consecutive month, up 3 points to 148. Producer optimism about U.S.-China trade continued to decline, however. In March, 31% of survey respondents expected the trade dispute to be resolved in a way that's beneficial to U.S. agriculture. That's down 50 points from early last year. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 8th of April. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.